Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. I've been thinking a lot about time. I hear the clock ticking and I feel the passage of time in every muscle ache. The weight of all that has happened this year is ever present as each day blends into the next. I want to be creative, productive, and efficient with my time, but I also want to think, explore, and allow my curiosity to travel beyond the limits of my imagination. As I explore new ways to structure my time each day, I also recognize the importance of free time. I'm facing several critical questions. How can I change my obsessive need to be busy? What is my relationship with time? Instead of focusing on every second of every day, what if I took a long-term view of time? Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/468. I noticed something important as it relates to time for myself, especially this year, and I can almost say that it's a heightened pattern that has existed throughout the length of my business, throughout the entire journey of my business. And that pattern is this: I stay busy so that I don't have to think about reality. If I fill every moment of every day, I don't have to think about what isn't working, what frightens me, the bad habits, and all of the ways that I need to change. I also have an obsessive need to be busy in order to prove myself to others, to constantly be on the treadmill of relevance that is modern life. The interesting thing is that I really do think there are consequences to this obsessive need to be busy, and this month I'm definitely facing them. Draining energy supplies, a lack of big picture thinking, and droughts in my creativity. One of the books I'm slowly reading is The Death of the Artist: How Creators Are Struggling to Survive in the Age of Billionaires and Big Tech by William Derezowitz. And he shares a quote from another book called Creativity that I honestly haven't been able to get out of my mind. He writes, Mihai Csikszentmihalyi quotes the physicist Freeman Dyson, "People who keep themselves busy all the time are generally not creative." Whoa. People who keep themselves busy all the time are generally not creative. Lately, I haven't felt creative. And based upon this quote, could there be a link between my time and my creativity? As I was writing this monologue, I remembered something that I've read in several books, most recently 24/6, a book by Tiffany Schlain, where there is a function of our brain called the default mode network, and it kicks in when we aren't engaged in a particular task. So that's why we get these great ideas when we're in the shower, or suddenly remember who sang that song when we stop trying to figure it out. So by constantly keeping myself busy, could it be that I'm not allowing my default mode network to really engage? That is an interesting thought. As I was thinking about time, I was also thinking about the process of filmmaking and the changing nature of time and schedules. In the beginning of the process, when you're coming up with an idea and writing a script, and even in pre-production, time is expansive and never-ending. But as the process unfolds, time becomes much more structured, and eventually, it becomes money. The closer to the deadline, the harder it is to change the vision. But the further away from the realization of the idea, there is an unending sense of possibility, and the feeling of floating, and even uncertainty. If I treat every single one of my days like the film is going to be released tomorrow, and never spend time exploring possibilities and freeing my time commitments, what's going to happen to my creativity? There's a line from the Hamilton musical that is playing in my mind as I write this monologue. Why does he write like he's running out of time? Maybe you're singing that in your head right now. I love the sense of urgency in this question, the passion, the drive to bring forth something transformative and timeless before you die. But is this drive of always being on a good thing? But another thing that's interesting is that time is energy. Dan Pink writes in his book Wind that some people do their best work in the morning, some in the evening, but our world is designed to shove everyone into the same mold and expect our best no matter what time of the day it is and no matter what time of day you work best in. I'll be honest, I'm a little stressed in this monologue. I feel the pressure of time. To be on the clock, to be productive, to be creative, to be responsive to my clients, to be responsive to my creative whims, to finish this so that I can move on to what is next. But I jumped back to Dyson. What if it's true that always being busy saps my creativity? If I pushed through the writing of this monologue too quickly, would I have made some of the connections in this episode, especially the ones about the default mode network? Probably not. One of the things that I've been doing this week is I've been exploring a concept known as time blocking as a way to schedule my week. Now, normally I use a to-do list to schedule my days in which I write down the day, any meetings I might have, and some of the most important tasks that I have to do. And as I learned about time blocking in a workshop that I'm doing, I thought, oh, I'll give it a fair shot. But I honestly don't know if this highly regimented approach really works for me. And part of me, well, almost all of me, is fighting it. Because there's a conflict between this method of productivity and the quote that I'm just blown away by from Freeman Dyson. If I schedule every hour of my day, even if the schedule simply says relaxation, I don't necessarily feel relaxed reading it, and I don't even look forward to it, because it's merely an abstract task in an abstract block of time. And maybe the whole point is when you're in the actual hour of the day to really engage with that one task so that it's real as opposed to abstract, but maybe I'm just also way overthinking it. But here's the whole point of this episode, and it comes down to my love for prog music. In prog, songs can range from 10 minutes to 30 and beyond. Sometimes there's an entire concept album where everything is related, everything is connected. And the relationship to time in prog is much different than with a pop song. Because with pop, you have 3 minutes or less to capture and convert that person. The interesting thing is that you need to be true to who you are and your relationship to time. Some people are going to be prog artists, some are going to be pop musicians, and that's okay. But unless you know who you are, you're going to struggle with this. Some people need the structure of knowing that what they are doing every hour of every day will lead them to accomplish their goals and bring their vision to life. They break everything down to the absolute second of their time. And then others need to be free to explore, floating through their creative imagination, plucking ideas from the ethereal plane of existence. They allow their mind to work. But each day, you'll be at some point between the spectrum of these two extremes. Some days you'll find yourself closer to that need of structure, and other days you'll be begging for freedom and to not be busy. And I think this is where the long-term view of time comes into play. Why do I need to be held accountable to every second of every day? What if instead I focused on where I'm at on the time spectrum for each given project, for my life, and for my business? Because each of these are at different points on the spectrum. And you could say that the goal is to find balance between time management and all these areas, but I don't think that's possible. I think you really need to discover the harmony of it all. And I think dissonance comes when they're all fighting against one another and no one takes precedence. But perhaps harmony shows up when we stop trying to fight it. Much like our default mode network in our brain. When we stop trying, when we're stopped engaging in tasks and allowing ourselves to rest, something beautiful happens in the blending of these moments. And I think that's what Freeman Dyson is really getting at, allowing ourselves to just turn off. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.